wanted to. You said good luck with it, and I believe in you. Down from Grand Central, you said good words there, but I shut down like Skepta. I just held my hand. She waved at me, and she waved at me. I get through the night time, so I have to choose what I do before that. Otherwise I sit and end up panicking. Once I woke up with both my legs wet, what could he have done after The Bachelor? Well, Lupercalio is Marty's favorite album, and at the airport I blacked out. I blacked out, I blacked out, I blacked out. Took all I had to the end of the pier on the East River and smoked until my hands turned pink, just like the pig on the bonus bags, just like your coat, just like your trainers on. I walked back to Huron Street. It was colder than usual, the ground was still covered in snow. I asked if you were looking forward to fucking out of Wheeze. Instead of the Virginia, you said that you didn't know. We took a train to the Lower East Side to buy some socks from Uniqlo. You went into Sephora to choose what color to make your face, and that's my boots in the sun glow. Well, all these people, that's when we were having the wedding. Said she's a progressive woman, and I'm too lucky to have her. I gotta have $4. I just get out of prison, it's my 62nd birthday. We call it Brother Jackson, it's my 62nd birthday. Call it Brother Jason, we got drunk by the East River. And you asked me to marry you, you twisted your foot in the snow. So I carried you back to the apartment. We laid out on the bed, you said I love you. You woke me up, but we fucked again.
Hello, you're listening to Trent Radio, 92.7 FM, CFFF FM, Nungajuwinong, Peterborough, Ontario. I'm L.A. Alfonso. I'm pleased to introduce a new audio program called Synesthesia. Synesthesia is a radio show featuring essays on film and discussions on regional film happenings, including Trent Film Society screenings and music from and inspired by original motion picture soundtracks. We've been listening to the work of Jerskin Fendricks. That was from his album Winter Rise from 2020. Jerskin Fendricks is a British musician and director Yorgos Lanthimos, known for the films The Favourite and The Lobster, was recently quoted in The Guardian talking about making the audience feel something. He says, being moved or laughing is something you can't help but experience by feeling. I appreciate that much more than the intellectual part of it. You can think, oh, this is a great film because of this and because of this. But if you don't experience it at the moment, if you don't feel something, even if you don't know what it is, then what's the point? How much of the film's effect is due to music? When he heard, when Yorgos Lanthimos heard Jerskin Fendricks' album, Winter Rise, he said he had a feeling that he had discovered a creative soulmate. Lanthimos says there are so many different sounds in his work, so many different feelings. There's humor, there's melodrama, it's playful, it doesn't take itself seriously, but it can be heavy when it needs to be. We heard the track called Manhattan, and now let's listen to some tracks from his latest work with Yorgos Lanthimos, the soundtrack for the movie Poor Things. Thank you. We've been listening to the work of Jerskin Fendrix, his soundtrack work for the movie Poor Things, the latest from Yorgos Lanthimos, 2023. Yeah, so imagine a teenager wants to listen to music, but imagine this was before the internet. There was no Spotify or other music streaming services, okay? So stay with me here. How does he get music aside from radio? I'll tell you, because this is my story. I grew up in the suburbs in the late 80s and belonged to the Columbia Record and Tape Club. It was a mail order service for music on vinyl and cassettes. And it was one of the only ways to get music. As we called it, Columbia House, advertised in newspapers with a tearaway order card printed where you can check off boxes next to the titles that you wanted. And they always get you with a special offer. Get a bunch of music for a penny if you sign up to be a member. Being a member means agreeing to buy at least one album per month. They send their curated selection from the genre that you selected for your membership, and it comes straight to your house. Pop, rock, easy listening, classical, all these genres. Guess what I chose? That's right. I picked original motion picture soundtracks, often shortened by the acronym OST. I still have my first 10 from Columbia House. At 13 years old, this was how I got to know the film composers from the films that I loved as a kid. John Williams with Star Wars, Jerry Goldsmith with Star Trek, Bernard Herrmann, Psycho, and Danny Elfman with Edward Scissorhands, to name a few. They often worked with symphony orchestras, so that's how I got to know conductors like Ettore Strada. And that's how I got into classical and electronic music through the work of Vangelis, who did Chariots of Fire, or Mike Oldfield, who did The Killing Fields, and many others. It was from my love of movie soundtrack recordings. Oh yeah, I listened to Danny Elfman over and over again for his soundtrack for Edward Scissorhands whenever it snowed. So I'll play a bit of that, and hopefully it's snowing in your area wherever you're listening to this, because it fits. It's the perfect soundtrack for snow falling. Enjoy. Thank you. I tap into ideas when listening to soundtracks. Images and situations conjure themselves to life in my head through no apparent doing. As a kid, my mom left me alone to play, and listening to movie music helped me imagine that I was in a movie myself. As I grew older, listening to instrumental music sometimes became an unintentional soundtrack to films that have yet to exist. The right music can spark a compelling idea or a vibe from which a seed can germinate. In editing, I often start with music and place the images in time to the beat, complementing its mood. So I still look for soundtracks in record stores and online. I have a pretty extensive collection by now, and I could probably do several seasons of this radio show without repeats. So the same teenager grows up and moves to Peterborough and works with someone who owns a small movie theater called Cinema 379. And that was me in 2005. Tim Rowett asked me to do something there once a month that helped build a community. So I came up with something I called Sound and Vision, Sound Plus Vision, stealing the name from a David Bowie song to describe retooling the concept of live music accompaniment to silent films. And Sound and Vision went on for a couple of years and involved every band and filmmaker in Peterborough then, and incarnated into different variations. I remember the first Arts Week with Sidewalk Movies, collaborating with Peterborough musicians Bo Dixon, Justin Hiscox, Lotus White, Charlie Glasspool, and more. Maybe a reunion is in order. At ArtSpace, I curated live performances of silent films as part of the Secret Shows project. We did Ritual in Transfigured Time and other Maya Darren shorts, and I even once performed a solo to local filmmaker Brian Matolo's modern silent film, The Peterborough Vampire, from 2008, comprised only of samples from the TV show Lost that I programmed into a keyboard. I want to play for you Bo Dixon and the Hiscox brothers, who performed a live score to the silent film by David LaRiviere called The Empty Gallery. Thank you. You've been listening to Bo Dixon and the Hiscox Brothers doing a live improvised score for a silent film by David LaRiviere called The Empty Gallery for a sound and vision project called Sidewalk Movies in 2005, which I helmed for Arts Week Peterborough. I asked artist Bo Dixon to help with a musical interpretation of David LaRiviere's short film, The Empty Gallery. Random crowds gathered every night for a week to witness a new silent film given a live performance of a musical score right from the sidewalk on George Street. What you heard there, maybe you heard it in this example, Bo Dixon, who plays the drums, uses the actual sidewalk for part of the soundtrack. How can one really appreciate the importance of music and sound in film? The Sound and Vision Project aimed to show audiences how it worked by separating the music from the film and inviting people to witness how it all comes together again. When a silent film gets a live musical score, the audience sees time and site-specific performances that don't happen the same way twice. 16 years later, a revival of this idea is taking place, rebranded as Underscore last year in 2023. Trent Film Society and I presented a live score performed to two feature films, Hexen, 1922, directed by Benjamin Christensen, and The Great White Silence, 1924, directed by Herbert Ponting. And this year we're planning to do more. And more, I'm looking at others who have done the same thing or made a career of doing this. I mean, I heard of DJ Z-Trip and his live set in 2016 to Harold Lloyd's silent comedy at the Tribeca Film Festival. I'll play a bit of DJ Z-Trip's soundtrack to this short film.
You're standing right now with 9 delegates from 100 gangs. And there's over 100 more ready to fight.
Fuck up! Fight, 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 fight. pants on the ground, pants on the ground, pants on the ground. Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground, pants on the ground.
My dog, stay real. My dog, stay real. My dog, stay real. My dog, stay real. My word of advice to you is just relax. My word of advice to you is just relax.
My dogs, stay real.
See, the police gon' jail ya for walking around with the kind of ass that'll kill ya now.
Ooh, girl, I'll let your ass on fire. I let your ass on fire. Move, girl, I let your ass on fire. Bitch, I like that ass on fire. Move, girl, I let your ass on fire. Bitch, I like that ass on fire.
Fire.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast. Did you throw a trident?
Yeah, there were horses and a man on fire, and I killed a guy with a trident.
Rick, I've been meaning to talk to you about that. You should find yourself a safe house or a relative close by. Lay low for a while, because you're probably wanted for murder.
Yeah, using sound effects, samples, DJ Z-Trip meets Harold Lloyd's Speedy at the Tribeca Film Festival in 2015 and in 2016. And that was pretty interesting. And if you'd like to see the visual components to this radio show, check out my Substack, which I'll say at the end of the show. For my recent DJ set to Herbert Ponting's The Great White Silence last month on December 21st, 2023, my research led me to the solo work of Canadian musician Jessica Moss, the Montreal violinist, originally played with bands like The Silver Mount Zion, Black Ox Orchestra, and more. Here's Jessica Moss.
Population. population. Entire population. Entire population. Entire population. Oh, we don't see. Entire population. Entire. Entire. Oh.
Jessica Moss from her album Pools of Light. That track is called Entire Populations Part 2. And yeah, used heavily in my soundtrack, my DJ soundtrack for Herbert Ponting's The Great White Silence. You're listening to Synesthesia on Trent Radio, 92.7 FM, CFFF FM, Nagajiwinong, Peterborough, Ontario. I am L.A. Alfonso, and you can look at the essays accompanying this radio show at laalfonso.substack.com. You know, in a paper called What My Fingers Knew, the Synesthetic Subject or Vision in the Flesh, film scholar Vivian Sobchak says the gap between our cinema experience and the theory that academic film scholars write to explain it strikes her. Experiencing a movie, she says, is not ever merely just seeing it. She quotes Roland Barthes, who asked, "What is significance? It is meaning insofar as it is sensually produced by the body," right? Sobchak says all the bodies in the film experience, those on screen and off screen, and possibly that of the screen itself, are potentially subversive bodies. They can function both figuratively and literally. They're pervasive and extensional, diffusely situated in the film experience. There is a commingling of flesh and consciousness, the human and technological sensorium, so that, she says, the meaning does not have to be a discrete, does not have to have a discrete origin in either bodies or representation, but emerges from both. She calls this resulting body in the film experience the synesthetic subject. The new word invention comes from combining the word cinema, synesthesia, S-Y-N-A-E-S-T-H-E-S-I-A, and another word that sounds exactly the same, synesthesia, but it's spelled C-O-E-N-A-E-S-T-H-E-S-I-A, which means the general feeling of inhabiting one's body that arises from multiple stimuli from various bodily organs, designating particular structures and conditions of the human sensorium. If we feel movies so much, how much of the film's effect is due to music? That's one of the questions I have that I'll be exploring in this radio show for the spring season here on Trent Radio. And I want to thank you for listening. And I want to tell you that this show is on every Thursday at 5 p.m. at 92.7 FM. And I want to play more of Jessica Moss. This one is from her album called Phosphenes, and it's a track called Let Down. You're listening to Trent Radio, 92.7 FM, CFFF, Nagajawinong, Peterborough, Ontario. I'm L.A. Alfonso, and I'm pleased to introduce a new audio program called Synesthesia, C-I-N-E-S-T-H-E-S-I-A. Synesthesia is a radio show featuring essays on film and discussions on regional film happenings, including Trent Film Society screenings and music from and inspired by the original motion picture soundtracks. Next week's Trent Film Society screening is Les Enfants du Paradis, and it'll be free and open to the public at Sadler House, 7 p.m. on Tuesday. 7 p.m. every Tuesday. And this show, 5 p.m. every Thursday. So I'll be back next week. Thanks for listening.
This thing made out of?
Nothing.
Come on.
All right, fine. I might have used a few unorthodox parts.
Just tell me one.
An orphan.
A what?
An orphan?
Did you say an orphan?
Yeah, a little orphan boy.
It's powered by a forsaken child?
Trent Radio. 92.7 CFFF FM in Peterborough, Ontario, Canada. Powered by the forsaken children of Trent University.